Okay, so today I'd like to share with you one sutta from Majjhima Nikaya 136. We call Mahakamma Vibhanga Sutta, the greater discourse on the karma, the greater exposition of karma. Buddha said there are four types of people existing in the world. Number one, somebody who committed killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, and telling lies, and taking intoxicants, and gossiping, backbiting, and also entertain all the sensual desire, the thought of sensual desire, the thought of ill will, and also have wrong view. And this type of beings after death, he reappeared in one of the four woeful states. And this statement is commonly accepted, right? Because you do bad, so you have bad results. But there are second type of beings who have committed all this akusala karma, unwholesome deeds, bodily, speech, and mind. But after that, he was reborn in a happy destination. So how to explain? And this statement usually cannot be accepted by many people. If this type of people, having done so many akusala, unwholesome karma, and reborn in a happy destination, and this shows that there's no bad karma, then there's no result, bad result of bad karma, right? However, this type of being exists in the world. So how to solve the paradox? Buddha said, for this type of being, he was reborn in an unhappy destination because earlier than he had performed all this unwholesome karma, the earlier action, not the now, what he is performing, right? This one. Second is later. After he has performed all this unwholesome karma, later than this, he may do something good, right? Then this is the second conditions. Third, during dying moment, he adopt right view. Maybe during dying moment, suddenly his wisdom was awakened. He adopt right view. He know what he has done is wrong. Then he start to adopt right view. And because of that right view, he was born in the happy destination. So from here, you can see what decide our future rebirth. Two, what is our action, right? Good or bad. Second, the view that we adopt during dying moment, that can decide, immediately can decide our future rebirth. But the view should come first. Action follow the view, right? Therefore, in the Noble Eightfold Path, right view is forerunner. Right view is like sunrise. Before sunrise, there's darkness, right? So we all are surrounded by darkness, we call ignorance. But after sunrise, then we can see clearly what's right, what's wrong. So from what Buddha said, the dying moment, even a person has done all the bad things, but during dying moment, if he changes his mind, he adopts a right view, he can have better or happy rebirth. However, this doesn't mean that what he had done wrong, like killing people, sexual misconduct, covetousness, ill will, is not going to bear result. It doesn't mean that all this doesn't bring any result, right? It's just that the time is not right yet for this unwholesome karma to bear result. Instead, maybe the right view he had during that moment bear the result first. So, but this way we cannot see, only Buddha can see, right? Therefore, if we say that for those who have done all the bad karma, they sure reborn in a unhappy destination. Then we cannot say like that. We only can say depend on condition. What karma ripen first? That will decide. So this can solve the problem we face nowadays. Because many people criticize or doubt, right? If this person has done all the good deeds, why he has to suffer like that? For example, being abandoned by children, or having cancer, or having many misery in life. Why his good karma doesn't save him? So from what Buddha explained, we can solve this problem. Because his good karma not yet produce its result. What he suffer now is the result of his maybe previous life karma, right? Or previous than what he has done good. So this is a second possibility, And there are third type of beings. Some beings, they have abstained, killing, sexual misconduct, abstain telling lies and so on. And they entertain, they are generous, they have loving kindness, and they have a right view. So this type of being, after that, he was reborn in a happy destination. So for anyone who understands the karma, can easily accept, right? You do good, you get good. So people can accept. But for some being, they have abstained all the unwholesome karma. They have good thoughts, and they have loving kindness, and they have right view. But after that, they reborn in a unhappy destination. So that is also uncommon, uncommon to the law of karma. However, the law of karma is not so easy. It's not so simple. Like do good, we get good. The law of karma also consider the ripening of all conditions. So this is very important, but it's beyond our comprehension. Only Buddha can understand fully the working of karma. So for this fourth type of beings, have done good but reborn in an unhappy destination, Buddha said, they are born in an unhappy destination because either earlier than what he have done good, that karma decide his rebirth, or later, after he has done good, later part, he may change his life and done something bad. This later part, the action, what he had done later, may decide his rebirth. This is the second condition. The third one, maybe during dying moment, he changed his mind. Previously, he adopt right view. But during dying moment, suddenly he said that good doesn't beget good. Bad doesn't beget bad. So he adopt the wrong view. And because of that, either one, either earlier or later, the action earlier or later, or during dying moment, he changed his mind. So that decide his rebirth. So during Buddha's time, there are people who can see people's past life. So some Brahmin, they see people's past life. They see, these people done all bad things. Then we reborn in the unhappy destination. There is action, bad action, and there is result of bad action. So they believe. But Buddha say, but if you say that if a person have done all bad things, definitely reborn in the unhappy destination, Buddha say, I cannot say that. We cannot say that. Buddha has explained to you already. We have to see very far. Some Brahmin who can see people's past life, they only see one past life. So their vision is very limited. They do not see thoroughly. So, but they also believe what they see. I really see, through my psychic power, seeing other people's past life, I really see through my divine eyes. I really see this type of person do bad, then reborn in the hell. I see with my psychic power. So I know there's bad action and there is result of bad action. So definitely all these people do bad or go to the hell or unhappy destination. Buddha said, to say like that, I do not grant goods. Cannot say 100% like that. And for some Brahmin, who can see their past life. They see some people doing good, but after that, they was reborn in an unhappy destination. So to this type of person, they say, they make a conclusion. Through what I see through my divine eyes, my psychic power, I see there is no good action. And good action does not produce good result. So they proclaim. Therefore, during Buddha's time, there are many schools. Some people say, no action, no result. Why all this school say something very different from what Buddha say? Simply because what they see is very limited. They only see one lifetime or second lifetime, right? This type of person who have done good but reborn in an unhappy destination, not necessarily determined by this present life. It can be determined by previous fifth life before or sixth life before. That karma suddenly ripen, right? That caused him in reborn in an unhappy destination. It also could be during dying moment, suddenly he has bad thought. He can do all the good deeds, but during dying moment, he may remorse one bad deed he has done. Just like Malika, Queen Malika. Queen Malika has done all the good deeds. And he even influenced King Pasenadi to become a good person. But she has done one thing, which she feel very sorry to the king. But he keep on remorse over the bad deeds he has performed. And it become a habit. And during her dying moment, this habitual karma suddenly take over her mind. And she died because of remorse and was cast down into hell. So for some Brahmin who can see Malika's life, whole life and doing good, support the Buddha, support the Sangha, even listen to the Dhamma, what the Buddha taught personally to her, and yet born in the hell. So this type of Brahmin sure proclaim there is no good action and there's no result of good action, because through my psychic power I can see Malika has done all the good action but born in the hell. And people will believe, right? People will believe. However, he only see one lifetime. And he does not see during dying moment Malika entertain the unwholesome thought of remorse. So all this are not seeing fully by this type of person. Therefore, this is the reason why during Buddha's time, many people claim there is good action, there is good result. There is no action, no result. During Buddha's time, many schools program differently from what Buddha taught. The difference simply because Buddha has sabbeyuta jnana. Buddha's insight, Buddha's knowing mind, all knowing mind can see fully. But other contemplative, other Brahmin only see partially. This is the reason that makes the difference. And this karma, we call it Maha Karma Vibhanga Sutta, the greater exposition on action. There is a small called Chula Karma. Chula means small. Small exposition of action. But this one is called great Maha exposition of action. In the Chula Karma Vibhanga Sutta, Buddha say very easily, why you become poor? Because in your previous life, you do not make dana. Why your life is so short? Short lifespan. Because previously, you kill. This is called Chula, easy to understand. Small karma exposition. But this is only talk about one lifetime. But in a greater exposition of karma, Buddha expand even further. And this also important for us to grasp the Dhamma correctly. You know? Otherwise, we only teach partially, not fully. Okay, so today is my sharing of Dhamma with you.